pronto?
Hello.
Alô? Yeah?
Hello, Saju. I am Gautam. Actually, we had a chat on LinkedIn to connect on Tuesday, if you remember.
Sorry, the call is not very good. Can you say that again, please?
Actually, we had a conversation on the LinkedIn regarding the discussion on PNT technology market.
Regarding, sorry, what? Conversation or what? I just missed the last part.
Regarding the regarding the positioning, navigation and timing solution market. Sir, we had the chat on LinkedIn to connect on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Let me just a minute. Let me look at that.
Sure.
Okay. Let me find it. Okay, yeah, Kevin, you were Kevin Kunkel, right?
I'm Gautam. Gautam. Gautam.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, maybe I can't remember, but we can talk, no problem.
Yeah, sure. So I saw you, and my name is Gautam, and I am from India. So basically, I work in BIS, BIS Research. It's a research firm, and actually, I'm working on a topic named as positioning, navigation, and timing solution market. So I like need like your insights on the topic. So like, can we start the discussion?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So my first question would be like, please tell me about like your company and like your role in the company and what products does your company offer in the position, navigation and timing market.
Okay. Saab is a defense and defense organization mainly. Driven to produce war systems, defense systems. Part of the company provides air traffic management system. It is not the core business of the company, but it's an area which is very specific, which has to do with everything regarding air traffic management and airport handling as well. So I represent the company for Latin America. So basically, I'm responsible for the sales of all ATM and airport solutions to Latin America customers.
Okay, and like so basically, does your company offer like the PNT technologies, like the receivers and sensors or the radars?
Yeah, basically we have four main areas of portfolio. One is the surveillance sensors, like we are pretty much driven to the control tower. So we provide all the systems for control towers, including surface movement radars, multi-actuation, and ADS-B, so all the surveillance sensors. Also, we provide the applications that goes in the tower, like the AS and GCS surface movement guidance and control systems. Also, we have an area related to the what we call the digital towers or remote towers that allows the provision of air traffic control services at places without a physical tower, without a building. It's just a set of cameras and sensors. And finally, we have the solutions for air site management at the airport. So those are the main areas of our portfolio for ATM.
Okay. So I'm curious to know all your company portfolio, like does your com like is it like use the GPS part? Like how the GPS is being
It's quite
integrated
noisy
in your
where you are.
system?
Can you try to give me a call from a quieter system place because it's very noisy where you are. I'm having difficulty in understanding what you say.
Okay, sir. So wait a minute, I will shift on the
room. You're probably on the screen, I see. I should be.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll be at the office for the whole day, so you can call me anytime. But it's a little bit hard to understand what you said.
So now can you hear me?
It's better now.
Okay. So,
what was your question?
Yeah, so I was asking like how like the GPS is being integrated in your solution, like how does your company make use of the GPS thing?
Of the GPS?
Yeah. Into your solution.
Yeah, some of the solutions they use the GPS signals to identify the position. For instance, we have systems which provide monitoring of aircraft and vehicles within the airport surface. So obviously we use the GPS along with the signal generated by the transponder on the aircraft. Sometimes the GPS information is processed by the aircraft itself, so it sends the information based on the GPS positioning.
Okay. So, can you like we have observed like the like that among the like there are two major drivers for like the PNT solution, like position navigation and timing, like growth of the autonomous vehicle market and like deployment of new like low Earth orbit navigation satellites. So, like, what are your views regarding these statements?
Yeah, basically, we have two types of sensors. Some of the sensors, they just get the information provided by the aircraft, and the GPS is inserted in that information because that's where the aircraft system gets the lat and long position. And sometimes we do measure the position of the aircraft by its triangulation, in which case the system uses the GPS signal directly.
So my next question would be like, as the technological advancement is like happening in the aerospace and the defense industry, so like, are there any changes or the unique demands in the customer requirements? Like, how do you see the PNT solution? Hello?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, sure, no problem. So like so what do you think like would be the game changers in the market, and like how do you think that the PNT